The future of the ferry system is uncertain. Governor Michael Dunleavy's proposed budget cuts would slash the ferry budget and effectively end service after September 30th of this year.
You will be on mute until they call you by Haines Public Library.
Nearly 20 people met in the Haynesboro Library Community Room to hear public testimony. 10 signed up to speak to the legislative committee. The committee heard two callers from Skagway. One of them was Essie Fielding, the administrative manager from Dahl Memorial Clinic.
I support full ferry funding for Southeast Alaska for a higher quality of life for small communities like us. We rely on AMHS not just for groceries, supplies, or trips to see relatives, but so our children can participate in extracurricular activities. And speaking as an employee of DMC, we use the ferries to get our patients to a higher level of care and to see specialists.
She was among callers from all over the state who dialed in to make their statements. Testimonies were uniformly in support of the ferry system, but ranged in tone: plaintive, nostalgic, scholarly, comic, and outraged. Some called the proposed cuts an amputation, others an execution for the economies and livelihoods of coastal communities. Calls came in from as far west as Unalaska and as far south as Bellingham, Washington. Sean Beasel from Homer was one voice on a common refrain: that the ferry system is to coastal communities what paved roads are to the rest of the state.
I want to echo what the rest of everybody has said. The ferry is the highway system. This is crucial.
He called the Dunleavy budget a betrayal of rural Alaskans. Many speakers said they were willing to sacrifice their permanent fund dividends or accept an income tax if it meant Alaska would keep the ferry system running.
Next, we're going to go to Haines.
But when it came time to hear from the folks at the Haines Library.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Tracy Harmon. I'm the Executive Director for the Haines Chamber of Commerce. The Haines Chamber of Commerce is deeply...
Hey, how about Jill Jacobs from Ketchikan?
The operator didn't unmute the line, and the speakers were skipped.
We called back in, but by that time, I think we were so far down the line that we didn't have the opportunity to testify.
Tracy Harmon says she'll be back on Thursday, when there will be another chance to give testimony. The committee was nonetheless overwhelmed by calls. They shortened testimonies from 2 minutes to 1 minute allotments to try to make it through a greater volume of callers. The meeting ran overtime and still did not have a chance to hear all the speakers. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.